Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. Well, something interesting is going on in medical school classrooms at the Medical School of the University of Vermont. The kind of learning that I'm used to and the kind of teaching that I do isn't taking place. Now, it's not that the students are being given nothing to do, but the school has decided to once and for all move away from lectures. They're not having people up at the podium pontificating, showing slides, and telling students information. Instead, they're shifting to active learning. What that means is instead of just getting lectured about something, the students are going to get problems to solve. In a way, they're expected to absorb what they normally would learn in a lecture before they get to class. And then they're going to work in small groups to solve problems. Say it's pharmacokinetics of a drug. They're going to be asked, well, given this weight of a patient and given this amount of drug that you want to get into the bloodstream and given its pharmacokinetic properties, how would you administer that dose? What would you do if it wasn't being achieved? How would you compensate for that? And work together in a group trying to apply the formulas and the information that normally you just see in a lecture. Now, I think this is a great idea. Why? Not so much because lectures are boring or people sleep through them or they just don't show up, but it turns out that we know from research that active learning lets you retain more information. You do better learning when you're asked to apply information than when you're just lectured to. So I think the University of Vermont is showing us the way forward in terms of medical training and probably training for nurses and physical therapists and lots of other people in healthcare and beyond. I think we're going to be getting away from the lecture format and moving to the active learning format. And that makes sense because the science tells us that's the right way to teach. We may not be familiar with it. We may not be comfortable doing it. It may require some of the professors to, become old dogs learning new tricks. But I think if we're committed to science and we're committed to the importance of evidence, then I think moving in this direction is got to be the way to go. So I apologize for lecturing to you today on this topic. I'm not giving you an active problem to figure out. But in the future, maybe we'll replace my opinions with exercises and challenges where you carry out some type of puzzle solving, and in fact, we'll learn more effectively and more efficiently. Until then, till that day arrives, I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine, and thanks a lot for watching.